just a thought from an organizational standpoint, obviously, on getting one of your franchise players to commit for such a long time with the organization?
Well, I can remember back, obviously, to the day that that we drafted him, and you know, certainly the comments that were made in our draft room, and you know, by our scouts, and certainly the anticipation, obviously, of the entire Winnipeg market of that first pick. It was a monumental moment then, and certainly now, you know, it's a monumental moment in our franchise moving forward. Mark is an exceptional individual. He embodies so many of the things that we as an organization want to embody. He embraces the community. He gives back to the community. He respects the game. He respects himself. You know, there's probably not a truer match for our organization than a player like Mark Scheifele for this length of term.
Can you take us into the process at all, what it was like to, I guess, was it your side, was it their side, to say, hey, let's stretch this thing out here as long as we can and make sure Mark's a Jet for a long time?
Well, there's many nuances and many different, you know, things that go into the, you know, the contract. Obviously, when you when a player ends his entry-level deal, there's, you know, various different forms of you know, that the negotiations can take. And certainly from our standpoint, we wanted to gauge his level of interest on a longer-term deal. You see a lot of six-year deals, maybe a few sevens, you know, maybe not a lot of eights out there because they're very difficult to do, and there's many years of unrestricted free agency that, you know, that generally comes into play. But Mark was very receptive. His group was very receptive about going out that far. And generally, it is the unrestricted free agent years that you know, that come into play and make things difficult to consummate a deal like this. But Mark made it very clear from the beginning that he wanted to be a Jet, and that was something that was very first and foremost in his mind.
Kevin, Paul Friesen here, Winnipeg Sun. Can you throw us a little update on where things stand with Jacob Trouba?
Well, Paul, I'll be consistent with where, you know, I've been, I guess, all along with the ongoing negotiations with RFAs. You know, like Perreault as a UFA, like this deal, like Hutchison, when we have something to announce, we'll announce it.
Okay.
Kevin, Andrew Patterson on Hustler and Lawless here on TSN 1290. I imagine this has been a great couple days for the organization. Matthew Perreault yesterday and Mark Scheifele today. We were speaking with Scheifele a few minutes ago during his conference call, and he mentioned the Dustin Byfuglien signing. And I'm just wondering if you could comment on a player that is really the alpha dog in that room and such a big part of the team. How important was it to get Dustin Byfuglien signed to that five-year extension, and are you seeing some benefits from it already before it even kicks in?
I remember when I sat down with Buff when we were getting closer, you know, getting to the nitty-gritty of signing. And I, you know, looked him, we sat across from my desk and I looked him straight in the eyes. I said, Buff, you know, why do you want to sign? You know, you have the ability to be a free agent in a mere couple of months here now. And you know, the things that he talked about the youth, he talked about the, you know, players like Mark. He talked about, you know, young guys that that we have in this organization, the energy that it brings. And understanding that, you know, it takes time to build a championship team. And he was part of one that took time to get to. And, you know, he wanted to make that commitment. And knowing at that point in time that we had a commitment to want to lock up young players like Mark Scheifele, I think was a big determining factor in Dustin signing with us. And I think vice versa here today. I think that, you know, that speaks volumes to younger players in the room that when a Dustin Byfuglien, you know, likes and wants to be a part of moving forward, they generally like that, you know, as well.
Scheifele was the first ever draft pick of the organization. He spent some extra time in junior and came and has really, you know, continued a progression. I think it's pretty much public knowledge how committed he is to the game, to making himself as good as he can be. But he took a big, big step last year. Was there a time when you watched him play and realized that it sunk in that this is a young man that's going to be very important for our team and we want to get him done as long as we possibly can?
if you look at his total body of work and his progression over time, not necessarily just with the Jets, but how he progressed, you know, as a even a younger individual, because the evaluation process even goes farther back than when we actually drafted him. And you know, he was maybe a little bit of a later bloomer when it came to major junior, and to see his progression and moving forward, it really all became about you know, his body maturing, his him becoming a man from a physical standpoint, and that, you know, was going to take time. And we've you know, we've been able to watch him you know, obviously very closely since he has been on the NHL side of the Jets. And, you know, again, the commitment level off the ice, the commitment level on the ice, you know, the qualities that he embodies just as a human being and as a person, again, it's, we are really excited that you know, we were able to get this done today.
Hey, Kevin, this is John Cooper with Yahoo Sports. I know you said you wouldn't say much about the Trouba signing, or if not signing, or where you are with him, but as far as getting this deal done, how does this help as far as you knowing what you have in the cupboard, your salary structure moving forward, and especially the fact that it's such a long-term deal? It probably gives you some security in terms of that.
Well, certainly, you know, again, in this salary cap world, you know, you have to give yourself some flexibility and leave that opportunity open. When we talked very openly about it, when we had to make some difficult decisions last year during the season, you know, obviously, any long-term deal that you know, that you do, there's implications you know, regarding that moving forward. You know, we still have you know, a good amount of cap space available. You know, we've got several more RFAs to get locked up here as the summer progresses. And you know, we're going to continue you know, our work methodically in that fashion.
Thank you,
Kevin. You've talked about it from a hockey standpoint, but this summer we've seen Mark's commitment to the city. And just, can you talk just from an organizational standpoint? He's kind of been maybe the first guy to really take Winnipeg under his wing here, and really try and do a lot more in the community. Just kind of what that means from a management standpoint.
Well, I think you saw it a lot in Jets 1.0, where, you know, these the players really embraced the community, and the community really embraced them. And Mark is a throwback when it comes to that. You know, I've talked to so many of the veteran players in the game that were part of you know, that era of the Jets, and they talked about how it was such a two-way street with the community. And Mark is certainly embodied that and embraced that. You know, you get paid for what you do on the ice and how you play the game. You know, the bonus is the emotional ties and the charitable giving and the, just the genuine, you know, wanting to be a part of, you know, of a community like this is really the, you know, the bonus side that you can't really quantify.
Kevin, it's Andrew Patterson on HNL TSN 1290. One more question. Winnipeg Jets have not had a captain since Andrew Ladd was traded to the Chicago Blackhawks. Any idea when you will make that decision? Who is involved in making the decision? And does the fact that Mark Scheifele has committed to the team for 8 years at all change his opportunity to maybe be considered for that spot?
Well, you know, you tend to want to have an open mind and not let contractual situations and that, you know, really come into play. Like, obviously, you wouldn't be committing to someone like this if you didn't have a strong belief in where they fit it within your organization for many years to come. But, you know, that being said, you know, it is still the summertime. There really is no time frame or, you know, schedule that, you know, we need to adhere to at this point in time from naming a captain. But, you know, certainly there'll be lots of dialogue between you know, Paul Maurice you know, and myself.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin, Paul Friesen at the Sun again. We know the AAV here and the total term. Can you say whether it's front loaded, back loaded, or consistent throughout?
No, you know, it's fairly smooth. It's not 100% smooth. There's some ups and downs, just you know, for various different reasons. But it's not necessarily a front or back loaded. You know, there's no real variability from start to finish. There is some, you know, peaks and valleys, but not necessarily you know, front or back end loaded.
Yeah. So there's no lockout protection either. Some people talk about that in contracts now.
Yeah, you know, again, there's 8 years of it here, so, you know, I think it ranges, geez, and I don't want to be quoted here, I think it ranges from $5 million in 1 year to $6.85 in another or something like that, but, you know, I don't have it sitting right in front of me.
Okay, no problem.
Kevin, is there no trade or no movement clauses at all part of the deal?
So a player like this, you know, isn't eligible for any of those things until they've, you know, have earned the unrestricted free agent years. And in this deal, there's a 10-team, I think it is, you know, no trade that, you know, happens in the unrestricted years.
Kevin, Scott Billick from Winnipeg Free Press here. Just wondering what this time is like for you, knowing that you do have some top draft picks. Obviously, Scheife now, but Truba and some other guys, Lowry, Morrissey coming up in the future. What's it like as a GM right now, trying to, you know, navigate, you know, getting some of these guys signed?
You know, again, it's the business that we're in. It's the climate that we're in, the market that we're in. There's you know, obviously when you do a deal of this magnitude, there's so many different things that come into play. You know, there's the RFA years, there's, you know, the potential ARB years, there's, you know, unrestricted free agency, there's projections on salary cap, you know, both now and, you know, year over year over year over year. So there's a lot of, you know, different things that come into play. There's a lot of projection on various factors. So, you know, you kind of go methodically and, you know, and you know, you try to, just, you know, work with the other side, you know, with the player's side to make sure that it's a deal that you both, you know, feel happy with and comfortable with in the short and long term.
Thanks,